Welcome, tech enthusiasts and aspiring Snowflake experts, to episode 54 of our Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we dive deep into the intricacies of data lakes and environments in Snowflake. This episode is crafted to arm you with all you need to know about this topic, aiming to be your stepping stone towards acing that certification exam. Understanding data lakes. First and foremost, let's demystify what data lakes are in the context of Snowflake. A data lake is essentially a central repository that allows you to store all your structured and unstructured data at any scale. The magic of Snowflake's architecture allows for the seamless integration and processing of this data, enabling scalability and flexibility that is unparalleled. Additionally, Snowflake's unique approach to data management simplifies how you access, analyze, and leverage your data, making it an ideal environment for data lake implementations. Moreover, Snowflake's support for diverse data types and its ability to handle vast volumes of data efficiently are what make it stand out. Furthermore, the ease of data sharing and collaboration within and across organizations in Snowflake ensures that your data lake is not just a repository, but a dynamic ecosystem that fosters innovation and insight. Snowflake environments and their significance. Moving on, let's talk about environments in Snowflake. These are crucial for managing and optimizing your data workloads effectively. Snowflake offers various environments tailored to meet specific needs, ranging from development and testing to production and disaster recovery. Each environment is designed with security, scalability, and performance in mind, ensuring that your data is not only safe but also readily accessible and performant when you need it. Also, the concept of virtual warehouses in Snowflake enables the allocation of compute resources to different environments without any overlap. This means you can run multiple projects simultaneously without any performance degradation. Thus, understanding how to configure and manage these environments is key to maximizing your Snowflake architecture's efficiency and effectiveness. Data lakes in Snowflake. Snowflake's architecture significantly simplifies the process of building and managing data lakes. It leverages a scalable cloud infrastructure that automates many of the tedious tasks associated with data lakes, like data ingestion, storage, and computation scaling. Furthermore, Snowflake's support for external tables allows for direct querying of data stored in cloud storage services, enabling a true data lake solution. Additionally, Snowflake's capability to integrate with a wide range of data sources and its support for data sharing and data cloning makes it an even more powerful tool for data lake construction. Snowflake ensures that your data lake is not just a storage facility, but a comprehensive analytics solution that can drive real business value. Best practices for data lake implementation in Snowflake. To truly capitalize on Snowflake's capabilities for your data lake, it's crucial to follow best practices. This includes understanding your data, knowing how and when to use different data types, devising a data governance strategy, and implementing robust security measures. Also, leveraging Snowflake's features like data cloning and zero-copy cloning can vastly improve your data management and analytics workflows, thereby enhancing the overall efficiency and insight generation capacity of your data lake. Challenges and solutions. While the premise of data lakes and optimized environments in Snowflake is compelling, it's not without its challenges. Issues such as data swamps, security concerns, and managing costs efficiently can arise. However, by adhering to best practices and understanding Snowflake's architecture and features thoroughly, these challenges can be effectively managed and overcome. Conclusion? In conclusion, Mastering data lakes and environments in Snowflake requires a deep understanding of its architecture, features, and best practices. This episode has aimed to provide a comprehensive overview of these areas to not only pass your Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect certification, but to excel in architecting and managing data solutions that drive business value. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of our Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. Until next time, continue to innovate and explore the boundless possibilities that Snowflake offers.